You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, this show is indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range, I like to say, of WVNN, which means you're pretty much out of North Alabama, South Tennessee, then just know that you can listen to us anywhere in the world. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. You can just take us on vacation. You can take us when you travel to see over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house for Christmas. I'm just saying, folks, we have people in multiple states that listen to this show. I got a chance to talk to my buddy Jerome in Rome last night, listens to us over there daily, and we appreciate it. We got Jeff from Indiana. We got folks in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Virginia that are all regular listeners, and it means the world to us. What a great audience. What a great audience. All right, so back to the topic at hand. I told you, I'm serious when I say this. You can just feel a shift. All right, you can sense that something's happening. This is not just blowing smoke and trying to rally the troops and being what the left would call toxically positive. No. Literally, just like the days that I would spend in the woods where I got to where you could sense the weather, not just me, anybody could do it. You can sort of sense the shift in the weather, the breeze, the barometric pressure, the light, all of it. All I'm saying is different aspects of what's happening in conservatives right now are bubbling to the surface, and you can feel a change brewing in the political winds. Where the left has thought that they had it going on, and in some places they still do because they're so dominated by leftist politics, a lot of the world is waking up. You just heard those clips right before the break. I almost want to go and play that clip over and over again myself just to listen to the voices of those young men and women who are seeing the value in conservative principles and looking forward to having their opportunity in society to bring those values to fruition. Golly, that just fires me up. But it's not just there. I got a story right here, came off the AP. All right, so I'm sitting here looking at this thing right now. The AP published a story, I believe this was September 30th, I'm sorry. It says, the title of it is Tea Party 2.0. Now, some of y'all may remember back in 2010, the Tea Party was a big deal. I mean, it was a thing. It was the coalescing of conservatives nationwide who felt like they had been left behind, largely on fiscal issues in many ways, but overall, just like they were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they began to kind of gel, and they formed the Tea Party movement. Some formed actual 501c3 organizations, like here in Alabama, it became famous around the nation, the Wetumpka Tea Party. Well, Tea Party 2.0 is this article right now. And it says this as it opens, a loose network of conservative groups with ties to major Republican donors. Keep in mind, this is a liberal article. With ties to major Republican donors and party-aligned think tanks, is quietly lending firepower to local activists engaged in culture war fights in schools across the country. So one of the ways you're seeing this shift is what's happening at school board meetings. When have you ever seen school board meetings reported on like we're seeing now? How many of you even know who your school board members are? Well, a lot of you know more now than you did before. I guarantee you the last year and a half has raised or elevated the value of a school board like nobody's business. Well, this particular article goes on to talk about things like in Mequon, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're seeing groups taking action. In Loudoun County, Virginia, of course, very famous. We've seen the groups taking action. It goes on to say that there's, just like the Tea Party movement, some liberals are calling this what they call astroturf, meaning it's just surface deep, it's fake, it's not really real. They're calling it activism manufactured by powerful interests. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Phil Williams talking, I'd be careful of being dismissive. Wow. Being that dismissive is going to be dangerous to you. I tell you what, go ahead and underestimate us, liberals. That'll be fun, Just go ahead. Oh, no, nothing to see over here. Just go ahead and just be dismissive of us liberals. That'll be awesome. Well, how about this? The few paragraphs down in the story after the dismissive section about what some are saying about the coalescing of conservatism right now, it says, but the advocates and their outside backups argue that they're harnessing real outrage and they're working to counter the disproportionate influence of liberal groups in schools. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I believe that's true. I think it's legit. I think it's real. I mean, here's one lady. Her name's Elena Fishbein. She started a group called No Left Turn in Education. She says, a year ago, I had a handful of moms in my suburban Philadelphia living room. 3 weeks later, I was on Tucker Carlson, and within a week, I had a million visitors to my Facebook page. That's what's happening. It is picking up speed. All right, so that's happening. You can see that. So I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in the youth, like with Turning Point USA's conference. I can see it just by, like I said, think about it. When have you ever seen so much reporting about school boards to the point that liberals are now freaking out? And if you recall, the National School Board Association pleaded with the Biden administration to please do something, which launched the whole idea of the FBI investigating people who dare to protest at a school board meeting. When you start seeing the liberals freak out and the media trying to create a narrative, well, you know you got something going on. Well, I found this story in The Atlantic. Oh, boy, The Atlantic. Wow, The Atlantic. All right. You know, the place of David French and others who just write the biggest tripe in the world. It's interesting, though. I went ahead and read this article. It came out in November of this year, November 18th, to be exact. So it's just a tad over a month old. The title of this is The Terrifying Future of the American Right. Why is it terrifying? What's terrifying you, David Brooks, who wrote the article? Pray tell, Mr. Liberal, what scares you? The terrifying future of the American right. I'll tell you right now, what happened was he went to the National Conservatism Conference and he was terrified because he saw a bunch of well-reasoned, well-studied individuals. He says this. I'm not putting words in his mouth. And he looked around and said, these people aren't crazy and they are getting active. He's terrified. As a liberal, he's terrified by that. He talks about the fact that he says in here in one part, the atmosphere was electric. And he said, he says, I have the sinking sensation that all the thunderous sounds I'm hearing is the future of the Republican Party. I love this part. He says in the article, this thing from The Atlantic called The Terrifying Future of the American Right. He says, when I came down to Florida for the National Conservatism Conference, I was a little concerned I'd get heckled in the hallways or be subjected to verbal abuse that I occasionally get from Trump supporters, he says. But judging by their rhetoric, after all, these are the fire breathers, the hardliners, the intellectual sharp edge. He said, this is the but. He said, but everyone was charming, exclamation point. He said, I hung around the bar watching football each night, saw old conservative friends, met a lot of new ones. I enjoyed them all. And he's talked about the fact that it was actually a very intellectual conference. It wasn't a bunch of screamers. It wasn't a bunch of, you know, knuckleheads that have no idea what's happening and they think they know something when they don't. No, no. He talks about the fact that he even says it in here, these people had studied up. They had done their homework. He talks about, too, the various strains of this. He sees groups within it, one of which he says, just like I did a minute ago, that one of the largest strains is the younger members of the conservative movement. And he even says, I'm watching this thinking if I were 22, I might be here, too. And he goes on to just talk about this. But what I just found fascinating was that a true liberal went to a conservative conference expecting to get bashed, expecting to hate it. He did say he disagreed with pretty much everything that was said, but he couldn't find fault with them. And he even said conservatives have got the culture war act down. This was an interesting article. And he basically, it's a caution. The reason why the title is that he was terrified is because he recognizes something's happening. I'm not just telling you this. Liberals are saying it. He ends the article by saying this. He said, sitting in that Orlando hotel, I found myself thinking of what I was seeing as some kind of new theme park, a hermetically sealed dystopian universe with its own confected thrills and chills and its own illiberal rides. Okay, whatever. He said, I tried to console myself by noting that this theme park is the brainchild of a few isolated intellectuals, a screwy view. But the disconcerting reality is that America's rarefied conservative world is just one piece of a larger populist revolt that is strong and rising. His words, not mine. All right, Copper, take us to that short break we got to take. I'll come back and wrap this up because there's two other places where I think you can see this, not the least of which is veterans. I think veterans are a category of individual that are about to come alive and find their own in the world of conservative politics. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.